Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged to the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Dr. John, good morning. We welcome you.
Always a pleasure to be here, Bob, and I always thank my patients. I say, I'm going to step out and get on the Bob Rose Show. I got to talk to a lot more than just my patients because this is such a critical time for our country. You all know that, and for the medical profession. And one thing I don't get to talk to you all enough about is the work I do across the state of Florida with these women's pregnancy centers as their medical director, and the number of women that I see daily who are hear from on the phone who have been victims of the abortion industry. And I tell you, as people get ready to vote, and if they haven't already voted for those amendments, Amendment 4 is the main one I want to talk about today, because that one, oh my gosh, Trash Talking Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
The trash that you see in these commercials is just out of control. And what it's in the form of is, like, as I was just telling Greg, it's wolves in literally sheep's clothing. They are marching out these supposed doctors with white coats, or it's calling themselves doctors. There's a Dr. Goodman, who's not even a practicing doctor in Florida. He's not practicing anywhere. He's up in Ohio doing God knows what, talking about how he could be thrown into jail. There's another Dr. Gordon, who's a marijuana guy down in South Florida, who's pushing for the Amendment 3. That's another story. Don't vote yes on 3. Please, no on 3, no on 4. But the reality is they're using medical professionals to trump up, or to, excuse me, bad choice of words, to kind of boost their arguments to kill these babies through 9 months. And I mean, in the debate, Kamala Harris was saying, oh, they don't do these abortions. You know, she was kind of questioning Donald Trump when he said they're literally doing this to babies at 6, 7, 8 months. Well, the reality is if this law passes, if people vote yes on Amendment 4, you're going to be sentencing more children to death than ever in the history of the state of Florida. And I see it. We saw what happened back in May when they enforced the 6-week law. And all of it, you know, the day before that May 1st date, the abortion clinics were overwhelmed with women running in there, women in their cars in tears, sobbing, but they were running in to get their last minute abortions. And it was horrendous. The industry had a record-setting day the day before the abortion law went into effect in Florida. And again, I can't say this enough. They're deceiving people about people dying. They're saying that these women can't get their miscarriages cared for, their ectopics. They're talking about all kinds of scenarios that don't even exist. Fictional, bunch of liars. It's total talking trash when they're trying to support Amendment 4. You cannot support the killing of these babies anymore in the state of Florida. And there are plenty of exceptions with the current law for women who have been raped and victims of incest and sex trafficking. There's plenty of exceptions, and they don't talk about that.
You know, just to touch on some of the things, the language can be very misleading, which that's what opens the door to the third trimester abortions. They want to change the language from parental consent to parental notification. Those are two different things, and that's the kind of word games they're playing. Healthcare worker could perform the procedure versus a licensed medical doctor. Now, they knew when they wrote this language, they could have been more specific. They chose purposefully not to be. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. The term provider has become like used commonly in healthcare. And, you know, you all want to see your doctor now. You don't know who you're going to see when you go into the office. Well, that's true in the abortion industry. They just, the person who's a licensed provider could be anything. It could be a foot doctor. It could be a pharmacist. It could be anyone that has any kind of license, which is, you know, that's not necessarily a doctor. And the notification, I use this analogy. I have a teenage son. If he's late for school, I get a notification that he's late for school. He's got a tardy or he's missed. Parental consent is me saying you can stay home from school today. That's the difference. And when you're talking about the life of your children's children, you know, your 12, your 13, your 16-year-old daughter who's pregnant, you can't afford to have them just be at the hands of the abortion industry and you not even having any ability to make a give informed consent. No, it is true. They have used wording in these amendments, both Amendment 3 and 4, that is so deceptive that they should have been thrown out of court. And frankly, there's still a chance they might ultimately be thrown out. But we can't run that risk. We can't leave it to the courts to decide. We need to go out and vote no to save the babies, because I see it each and every day in my office, these women who've been lied to. I've got a lady right now guys who had two abortions followed by three losses of babies, three miscarriages, that she was not told that that DNC procedure would scar her uterus. She's pregnant now for the sixth time, and these 8 weeks along, and we're praying, but, you know, that this baby will survive. I'm able to give her progesterone to keep the baby going. But she was never told ever that there'd be any risk to her fertility, her future fertility, by having these procedures when she was 17 and 18 years old. Again, a desperate young woman, but there was also no one there to help her, guide her through. The pregnancy centers that we have these wonderful resources up in Gainesville now and here in Ocala and around the state that are helping women like never before. By the way, this abortion law, if it is passes, this Amendment 4, it'll actually do away with any of the funding to support these women in their pregnancies that's already been set up by Governor DeSantis. We have so much ability to help women during their pregnancies after they have the babies, up to 2-3 years, help them get into schools. And I mean, there's so many resources to help moms with these unexpected, unplanned pregnancies. More than ever before, there's no reason to have to snuff out the life of those babies.
And that's one of the reasons why I wish, you know, there was a more of a focus on the adoption side of it, streamlining that process, making that better, caring for the women that will take their babies to be born. And I know Glenn Beck, one of our hosts, he's big behind a charity that helps with that. And then here's another big question that doesn't get talked about enough. In this day and age, with communications being as wide open as they are, where's the birth control? I know religiously it bothers some, but I mean, what's the problem here?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other program, guys, because I've written a whole book, you know, called The Hidden Truth, Deception of Women's Healthcare. That book is actually very, very widely read and used as a resource for young women to help them understand. Honestly, to be brutally honest about birth control, I have seen nightmares in young women who have been on this stuff. And then unfortunately, it leads down a path that they don't want to be on. So I have tried in my practice over 35 years now to get young women to just kind of get a little more respect for their bodies and actually the men in their lives to help them understand. So it's a long process. Let me put it this way. The abortion industry relies on the birth control industry for abortion. That always has been the case, because they know women weren't going to be compliant. And then what they did about 15 years ago, they said, okay, they knew women weren't going to be compliant, so they're going to have these birth control pill pregnancies, and then they're going to be abortion clients, okay? That's how it's been worked, believe me. You talk to Carol Everett, who headed up Planned Parenthood of Texas, this is exactly the mechanism, what they use. That's their business model. Get them on the pill, they'll get pregnant, they'll have an abortion. Now they're using these IUDs and these implants to try to, and I tell you, it messes up these young women, 15-year-old girls getting all this stuff shoved into them in their bodies. It's just a mess, guys. I mean, the women's healthcare industry in this country, you know what I call it? I call it the infertility industry instead of the fertility, because they keep these women infertile. So the best thing for all the young women out there and parents is keep them in their natural state. And, you know, if they have an unexpected pregnancy, support them, love their babies, get them the resources, and vote no on Amendment 4, because that's just going to be the option we don't need in Florida or anywhere in this country.
Dr. John, always a pleasure. Stay safe, my friend. God bless you and the work you do.
Appreciate you giving me the time. Be well. God bless. And God bless America. And God bless Donald Trump.